Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. Victoria has recorded 6 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours from more than 26,000 tests. One of them is newly detected and will be included in tomorrow's daily update. All infections are linked to an outbreak in Whittlesea in Melbourne's north, which now totals 15 cases. Acting Premier James Molino is warning further restrictions could be announced within the next day.
The message this morning is it's good that everyone is linked at this stage, but we are concerned about the number and also about the kind of exposure sites.
An AFL game and regional locations have been added to the list of exposure sites linked to the cluster. There are now 40 testing sites across Greater Melbourne, with extended operating hours and expanded capacity. Health Minister Martin Foley says there are 301 primary close contacts, with negative results being returned for about 80 of those.
If everyone with symptoms comes forward to get tested, with everyone linked to a current exposure site known to us, with everyone following the health advice, with our public health detectives staying on top of the chain of transmission, then we can run this down.
Federal Government Minister Jane Hume says an independent and confidential complaints system is desperately needed inside Parliament House. Australian Federal Police have received 19 separate allegations of misconduct against politicians and staff in the past 3 months. 12 of the matters have been deemed sensitive investigations. Despite the complaints, Senator Hume denies Parliament is unsafe for women.
I think it's a sign that the call for any MPs or staff that have either been witnessed to or subjected to misconduct come forward is working. And indeed, I think it's sharpened the focus of workplaces everywhere.
Indigenous communities are urging all Australians to remember the mistreatment of the stolen generations on National Sorry Day. The 26th of May marks the anniversary of the parliamentary tabling of the Bringing Them Home report in 1997. Director of the From the Heart campaign, Dean Parkin, is calling for an Indigenous voice to be included in the Constitution.
A voice to Parliament enshrined in the Constitution won't just be a unifying moment for our nation, but will deliver real results to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the ground.
And New South Wales Labor leader Jodie McKay insists she has the support of her colleagues despite 2 senior MPs quitting within 24 hours. Chris Minns resigned this morning, saying his position has become untenable. It comes a day after Walt Secord resigned, saying he could no longer serve under Ms. McKay's leadership. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.